Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Staff meeting. I don't like staff meetings. Everyone has expectations. Mm-hmm. There's never enough food, and then I eat the food, and everyone gets mad at me.
There are protocols.
Yeah, but I mean, the protocol doesn't really make sense.
Before you speak, I'm sorry.
Okay, you go ahead. I'll just sit and I'll just listen.
It's probably best you just do that.
I just what I'm trying to do, but Pinkerton? Everyone keeps talking and approaching me and talking to me. So I'm just going
to... Yep. Break. Of course, I'm back in.
No, Captain.
Oh, well, I guess then that means it's my turn to do the staff meeting. So welcome to the staff meeting 2.0. We are here to discuss the donut situation. Now, some of you may be taking more than you deserve. I'm not looking at anyone in particular, Jackie. But Jackie, if I were to look at someone in particular, it might be you.
Actually, I think it would be you, Egerton, if you just look in this mirror I'm holding. In the mirror I'm holding.
Yeah, Egerton? No, that's okay, but that's...
Do you see the mirror? Who's in the mirror, Egerton?
That's me.
Who's in there?
It looks like me. It may not be me. It could be me.
No, I'm pretty sure that's you. This is not a magic mirror. This isn't the one you asked three wishes
Okay, but if you turn it just like 45 degrees?
No.
And then I'll see someone over there.
No. I think we're all looking at the donut thief right now.
Okay, I'm not a donut thief. I'm making sure that the donuts are up to par.
Okay, Egerton, I think we all need a flashback moment where we think about and remember all the ways that you have stolen the donuts. I told you, sir, when we hired Egerton, we started losing donuts fast and furiously. I told you you should cage them, but you didn't listen to me, like usual, so...
Task force!
You want a donut task force?
That's right, I want Pinto!
Oh, wait, sorry, I've got emergency news, everyone. Look out the window, quick!
And there he goes stealing. Okay.
Here's your donuts. Task force.
Why don't you put Egerton in charge of the task force, sir? I was being sarcastic. Does no one here under? Okay.
The End of Time and Other Bothers. The Nexus Files. Starring Michael Howey, Christy Bolton, and Sean Howard. Episode 6, Guess My Name.
We open on a familiar door, cracked open. The department of the CCC and CC. Inside, we see the captain emerging from their office, the door on fire as their rocky hand touches it.
Egerton.
Well, yeah, I'm right here, boss. Oh, there's a week.
Jackie, vacation. So you've been charged.
I'm in charge. Well, I thought I was already in charge, but it's so nice to hear that. The fire, though, behind you, it's starting to spread.
Egerton, that's a you problem because the captain and I are out of here.
You're both going.
Yeah, he said we're going on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to his golf trip, and I'm going to a nice rainforest locale.
Oh, that's lovely. Well,
okay, now some more talkie talkie. Go, Egerton. Yeah.
Good luck, Egerton.
Yeah, okay.
Don't burn the place.
How you go burn it up on the links, boss?
Hey, you're gonna be great.
I'm already great, I think. You both have a great time. I'm sure everything. It's a quiet week here. There's nothing really to expect, so I'm sure everything's gonna be fine. You're both already gone. Well, I guess I'll just go do some paperwork or maybe check
Excuse
the
me.
What? Oh, who is that?
Hello. What?
Well, oh, hi there. Wow, you're. I have to look down at you. That's unusual.
I prefer not to be looked down upon. Thank you very much.
Well, it's not a literal. Well, it's a literal look down upon. It's not a figurative look down upon.
Well, if you had supplied a stool or anything else for those who are vertically challenged, then this would no longer be a problem.
Well, see, I'm on a stool myself on this side. It's just that we're not used to having. Like, normally, I'm the one who has to be boosted.
Well, if you have a stool, then you have a privilege that I lack, and I would prefer if you brought that stool to the other side so we could have some equality over here, please.
But would it be equality? Because then there's no stool on this side, so now you're going to be above me and looking down at me.
The customer is always right, so see what this argument is.
Is this a complaint, or what is this matter regarding? A cold case, a complaint, are you a concerned clientele?
It could be all three if you don't bring me that stool.
Oh, fine, okay. I'll just and walk around and through the... That swinging door! Like every time, huh? And we'll just...
It's obviously a push.
Okay, yeah, from that side, it's obvious. It's not okay. Here's the stool. And, all right, and I'll just. I knew that one. Okay, and up you go. See, now you're looking down at me.
Why don't you just use your wings?
Well, it's actually kind of embarrassing. I think it's a mass issue.
Whatever. We're not here to talk about you. We're here to talk about me.
Yeah. So what? How can I help? What's your name?
We're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you.
We're here to talk about me?
No, we're here to talk about me.
Okay, so let's get started. What's your name?
We're here to talk today about a problem I'm having.
Yes, and how would you define that problem?
I need a name change.
Okay, well, no, we've got paperwork for that. That's, I got in a drawer. This actually comes up a lot. Divorce rates are really high. So, okay, so we just need to start. It's really simple. It's one page. I just need to start with your name. Your name? Because it's the first line. It's name. It's literally two lines. Name one, name two.
Okay. Can I just level with you straight up?
Well, I'd appreciate it.
I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you.
But you're not telling what?
I'm not telling you my name.
What? Okay, that's going to make it hard because this is a name change form. So
I know, well, but God. Okay, how do I explain this? So I need you to change my name, but in order to change it, I need you to guess it.
You need me to guess your name?
Yeah, I need you to guess it.
Okay.
It's the only way you'll have power over me and also my respect.
Oh. Oh, why? Okay, this sounds kind of fun.
But here's the problem. Well, here's the conundrum, my man.
There's a conundrum.
There's a conundrum.
There's a conundrum. There's a conundrum.
You have power over my name. I gotta change it.
Yeah, but then I'll know your new name, too.
I know, that's the problem.
So no matter what, I have power over you?
Not unless you don't know my name.
But I don't know your name, so I don't have power over you.
No, but if you guess my name, you will.
Sorry. Okay. But I don't currently know your name, and I have to guess your name to help you change your name, at which point I'll have power over you.
What? Oh, hey, boss. The clubs.
yeah, you don't want to forget those.
Oh, it's Mr. Rumpelstiltskin. Long time no see. How's it going, Jerry? I'm just going to go get the clubs.
Okay, well, that takes care of that. So, first name, Jerry, and what? I didn't catch the last name.
It's not my first name, Jerry. It's just a nickname.
It's a nickname?
Yes,
it's a pretty specific nickname.
It's not like connected or anything. It was a pretty big breach of my trust right there from the captain.
Well, you know, sometimes people do their best.
A lot, you know. Calls me Jer.
Jer?
Calls me Jerry.
Jerry. Okay, well, I can put Jerry. So we've got Jerry down. Now we just need the last name.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, Jerry. See you at the Christmas dinner. Looking to the wife's looking forward to seeing you. Remember,
hey, just remember, just keep that other one to yourself.
Oh, you're right. Don't repeat the rumble symptoms. Oh, got it. Okay, good. Go to the clubs.
All right, well, you have fun.
The truth is I hate that guy, but now I have to go to his dinner every week at his house because he knows my name.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, really, really not a big fan, but his wife makes a great couscous.
Ooh, I've always liked the couscous.
Yeah, you know, couscous is pretty good.
Yeah, so seriously, this is business. We got to do business, then we can talk more about couscous. So I've got Jerry Clubs. That's your name.
None of that's going to hold up in court, though.
Okay, you're expecting a court challenge?
We
can certify this. We've got a notary around here somewhere.
No, here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to level you. You ready for this big guy?
Thank you.
It's going to be straight up.
Okay.
Let me straight up with you.
All right, let's hear it.
I'll go straight up with you. There's a lot of people looking for me.
There's a lot of people looking for you.
A lot of people looking for me. I've screwed over a lot of people.
You screwed over a lot of people?
Yeah, a lot of people have been looking for me because they know my name. They got some power over me.
They got power over you because they know your name.
Because they know my name.
Uh-oh. Okay, so we need to change your name, like, right now.
Here's the thing, though. I can't tell you it.
Okay, no, but I got Cherry Clubs. Jerry Clubs.
That's not my name.
But that's what the captain called you.
That's what the captain calls me in public.
Oh, so he's got another name for you in private.
Yeah.
Okay, what's that one?
I can't tell you my name.
Okay, so why don't we just start with the second name you want to change to?
Oh, that's a good one, because then you don't know it yet.
Yeah.
It's not my legal name yet, so you don't have power over me yet.
Yeah.
You don't know it.
Exactly.
And you strike me as a guy who's going to be kind of forgetful about this kind of thing.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I like your energy.
Oh, that's really nice of you to say. Usually, people get really mad because I dupe them.
Well, you know, I think maybe it's just because we're both used to having people look down at us.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's where the deep, dark depths of my insecurities lie.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why I'm such a little trickster.
Well, I mean, it's also, you've got a bit of a mischievous smile on your own.
Oh, that's just, you know, I don't see what the point of life is if you aren't being a little mischievous.
Well, I agree. I think it's kind of nice to meet someone who feels that way.
Wow. I've never met someone who's so patient with me before. It kind of feels like this warm little glow in my little dank heart.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to connect.
I've never had a friend because we never get past the first question. So who are you? What's your name?
And I'm Egerton.
Never get anywhere.
Yeah, I'm Egerton.
That's nice. Oh, I see what you did there. Always got me.
No, I wasn't trying.
Oh, man.
I wasn't intentional.
Wow.
Okay, but seriously, with second name. Let's put down your new name. Then we can work backwards to decipher your old name.
Huh?
So here's the thing. It's not legally changed yet.
That's true.
So we write down the new name because it has no power yet.
Oh, okay.
Then we work backwards to get the old name. By the time I figure out the old name, the new name then kicks off into power because I can write down the old name, thus giving me power for something that no longer contains power because it's not your name anymore.
Okay. All right. So let me just ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Your name's Egerton, right?
It's Egerton.
That's a cool name.
Thank you.
It's a cool name for a cool guy.
Thanks.
So I'm going to be straight up with you, guy.
Mm-hmm. I love when you're straight up with me, guy.
I don't even know what my name to be.
You don't know? You came in to change your name.
I have a cool name already.
What is it?
Oh, I see what you did there. Again.
This is a fun game.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So,
sneaky.
What?
Sorry, there's bring. I got a big shipment here for you, Egerton.
Thanks.
Oh, it's a lot of boxes of hay.
Yeah, well, you know. I got this hay. I ordered it by accident. I wanted something kind of shiny to give to friends for the holidays.
You just got to sign here. There's 18 pages.
Just there.
The manufacturer complained something about dropping a gold needle in there. But if you find that, you just got to send it back, okay?
I don't know why someone... Okay, I'll just keep signing. See, it's good when you have an easy name like Egerton, because you can just... Egerton.
That's good, thanks.
There we go.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's fine. So what am I going to do with all this hay, buddy?
Oh, I've got some ideas.
The Nexus Files, starring Christy Bolton, Michael Howie, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Supporting producers Becky Adenavar and Ren. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our fantastic fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
We do Rapunzel. Eli mentioned Rapunzel earlier. Just as a
Rumpelstiltskin. Guessed my name. Now what the fuck am I supposed to do?
That's hilarious. I'm here for a name change.
Okay, I love it. Let's do it.
All right.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, and influenceress, and I'm spilling all the tea on Hollywood.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A, like a lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The f*** is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over the...
Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
Check out the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, available now on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher.